Since leaving school, I've tried working in a factory. I've tried a couple of work experience placements, but none of it has really been for me. Not only that, it's also to do with medical reasons mainly. I have to be careful in what sort of job I decide to take on. My condition is fibromyalgia syndrome. It affects nerves and tendons and muscles, and it can cause quite a bit of pain. It can disrupt sleeping, and depending on which one of the two actually happens, if I don't sleep well, I'm obviously going to be in more pain. If I'm in quite a lot of pain, it's going to affect my sleeping, and I can just end up in a vicious cycle for weeks on end. I did think of college while I was still at school, but I was still quite unsure of what I wanted to do. I did actually go on a college course, which was BTEC National Diploma for IT Practitioners. I think I was about 17 or 18 when I started, but I dropped out Christmas during the first year because of my health reasons. Well, I'm volunteering for GOPA, which stands for Get Hooked on Positive Activities. It's only light stuff, fixing arrows and just pottering about the office doing whatever needs doing. If I wasn't actually volunteering, I'd basically probably be up in my room at the YMCA all day, just everything going round in circles through my head and, just making me feel a lot worse. And it's also helping me broaden my range of skills. I can't just walk out there, pick up any job that I'd do if I was perfectly healthy. Well, while I was actually claiming Job Seekers Allowance, I'm now actually claiming Employment and Support Allowance. But when I was on JSA, it was quite pressurising to try and get a job. They're asking me what I've done to look for a job in the last 2 weeks, and with my health conditions, it's not like I can take any job. A factory job isn't for me, I know that through the experiences that I've had with it. I wouldn't mind being a store assistant or something because, I mean, when I was at school, I did work experience for Homebase, and I actually quite enjoyed it. Didn't really have to take that much time off because of health, but there was a time last year where I tried doing some work experience for Cadbury's in Sheffield, and I had to have at least half a week off because of my health. With me, I'm not in employment, education, or training because of my health condition. Everybody has their own reasons for not being able to actually do things with the life. And it's all about trying to find them barriers and